This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Good morning. You only need to make one stop, folks. And that stop is here with me, John Redman, and the start of my program, Easy Jazz. Now, today is Friday, July the 11th in the year 2025, and I am here live in Studio One until noon today, bringing you my selection of Easy Jazz music. There you go. Now you know what you're facing, don't you? So you could be listening on your radio, and you could be on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. Or you could be like many, many people around the world who are listening on our live stream. And our live stream is available to you if you go to your search engine on your smart device and type in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, and bang, you're in. Right. What do I do first? Regular listeners will know that the first track I play is the whole of the track that was the last one on the previous week. So, let me reintroduce that track. In 1961, Verve Records released an album called The Oscar Peterson Trio Live in Chicago. Obviously, it features Oscar Peterson, who's on the piano, and he had Ray Brown on the bass, and he, in addition to that, he had Ed Thigpen on the drums. So I selected one of the tracks, and that's one where the trio play a tune written by the tenor sax player Benny Golson. And that tune is called Whisper Not, and the musicians are the Oscar Peterson Trio. Well, that was a prime example of easy jazz. And goodness me. Do you know that was recorded 61 years ago? And it certainly has stood the test of time. The pianist was Oscar Peterson. Ray Brown was on the bass. Ed Thigpen was on the drums. The tune was Whisper Not. And the track came from a 1961 Verve Records album called The Oscar Peterson Trio Live in Chicago, Illinois. Right, we're going to bring you some male singers now. And the first one up is Mel Torme. And Mel is going to bring us a recording he did in 1947 for Musicraft Records, backed by a studio orchestra. You fans of The Velvet Fog, just enjoy this. Mel is singing for us a 1930 ballad written by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. And this is the song that they're best known for. Bert Kalmar, Harry Ruby, Mel Torme, bringing us Three Little Words.
Oh, baby, how I love to hear those three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase, to hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart I tell sincerely, no other words can tell it half so clearly as three little words. Eight little letters which simply mean I love you. Simply mean I love you. Oh, what I'd give to hear those three little words.
Mel Torme was the man doing the singing there, and that was a 1947 recording that he did for Musicraft Records, and of course Mel Torme sang for us that 1930 ballad written by Messrs. Ruby and Kalmar, Three Little Words. By the way, there is a movie, and it's called Three Little Words, and it's a black and white movie made way back. And it's the story of those two men, Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar, sort of deciding on how they were going to present a new tune. And, of course, eventually it finished up as Three Little Words. So it's probably on, everything's on YouTube, so the movie's probably on it as well. I've got a couple of Sinatra songs coming up next. First of all, here's Frank Sinatra singing an old favourite, a 1930 song composed by Mabel Wayne and Billy Rose, written in 1930 for a musical called King of Jazz. But the recording I've got for you is from Frank Sinatra's 1956 album called Song for Swinging Lovers. And I won't keep you in suspense anymore, because here's Frank Sinatra singing for us, It Happened in Monterey.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars, guitars, lips red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I fear that it was mine. It happened in Monterey, and without thinking twice, I left her and I threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart, how it longs for that sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Mr. Sinatra, with a recording he did in 1956 for his album Songs for Swinging Lovers, and he sang for us It Happened in Monterey, a song composed in 1930. Okay, let's go to another Frank. He's bringing it down a little bit slower this time. Frank Sinatra, and he's going to sing for us the song Moonlight in Vermont. Now, that song is about the United States state of Vermont, and it was written in 1944 by John Blackburn and Carl Zusdorf. Now, this is one of the very few, if not the only song that where the words do not rhyme, because most standards or ballads, the words rhyme. If you listen to this, there's some great lyrics, but they don't rhyme. Anyway, here's old Blue Eyes' recording of Moonlight in Vermont that he did in 1957 for an album called Come Fly With Me. Frankie Boy with Moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside. Snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love. Summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight. In Vermont.
Yeah, could be nobody's but Frank Sinatra, that one, could it? Recording he made in 1957 for an album called Come Fly With Me, and Frank was backed by the Billy May Orchestra as he sang for us that beautiful 1944 ballad called Moonlight in Vermont. Now, Peter, we know that Diane's not been too well lately, so would you think those two Frank Sinatras might have just perked her up a bit? I reckon so, don't you? Yeah, good. Right, moving on. I have mentioned we have a local songwriter and lyricist here in the Hawke's Bay. He's called Chris Negus. And I've played some of his pieces before, but I've got a new composition that he wrote. It's an instrumental, and it's called Money to Burn. Now, what Chris did when he was in the UK, and he some of the tunes that he wrote, he took the music and the lyrics to a studio in London that had singers and musicians, and he paid to have them covered by his songs and tunes covered by musicians. This one, Money to Burn, is purely an instrumental. So for your listening pleasure, our local songwriter and lyricist, he's not too well either. Chris, I don't know if you're going to be listening today, but he's in a bit of respite care at the moment. Chris, have a listen. You probably know this backwards. Your composition called Money to Burn. Yeah, sounded a little bit country, that, didn't it? Eh? That was a new composition written by local songwriter and lyricist Chris Negus, and the tune was called Money to Burn. Now, there are lyrics to that, and Chris is going to actually get me a CD where Money to Burn, the instrumental you've just heard, I can play it to you with lyrics. As I say, a little bit of country in there, but that's quite nice. Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley is a studio album by Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, believe it or not. It was issued in February 1962 by Capitol Records. My friends, it's a classic recording. Believe me. You'll know what I mean, because I'm going to play you Nancy Wilson on the vocals, with Joe Savino on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. And please enjoy Nancy Wilson as she sings for us the Herb Magidson and Ali Rubel jazz ballad, which is called The Masquerade Is Over.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. And so is love. And so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. Now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. And so is love. And so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci. And get myself a clown's disguise. And then I'll learn. With tears here in my eyes, you look the same. You're a lot the same. No, you're not. You're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. All over. and so is love. And so is love. It's all over. And so is love.
She certainly had some good pipes on her, didn't she? Eh? That is a classic. Honestly, it is a classic recording. And as I say, Nancy Wilson did the singing. But on that particular track of The Masquerade Is Over, she just had a pianist, a bass player, and a drummer. And she sang that song so hauntingly. And then right at the very end, she just belted through that the masquerade was, in fact, over. Now, I've got a track from the same album, Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, and this is going to be an instrumental. So we've got Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Savino on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. And this is an arrangement that they did of a tune written by the bass player, Sam Jones. And Sam called this particular tune you're going to hear now, he called it Unit 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little bit of up-tempo toe tapper there. That wasn't it. Yes, it sure was. A little bit of bebop chucked in there. That came from the same album as the track I played before, where Nancy Wilson sang The Masquerade Is Over. That album is called simply Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. That track you've just heard, the instrumental, Cannonball on alto sax, his brother Nat on cornet, Joe Savino on piano, Sam Jones bass, Louis Hayes on drums. The tune was called Unit 7. It was written by the bass player. And I also want to tell you that Joe Savino, the pianist, was an Austrian. Always used to perform with a woolly hat on his head. Long gone now, poor old Joe, but great pianist. Certainly a great pianist. And I was also going to say to you that that song, The Masquerade Is Over, that song was recorded also by a local singer, Margaret Kitt. And she's recorded that with Steve Miller on piano, her husband Dave on double bass, and who was on drums? Gavin Mather, the late Gavin Mather. And she's also recorded it with a guitarist who now lives down in Levin, Kevin Watson. Anyway, let's go on. Oh, by the way, it is 10:46 a.m. on this Friday, the 11th of July, 2025. This is, next one is a recording by the American singer Jackie Paris. It was recorded in 1954, released by Brunswick Records, and Jackie is going to sing to us, backed by the Neil Hefti Orchestra. And the song that he's going to sing was written in 1933 by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green. And that song that you're going to hear sung by Jackie Paris is called You're Mine, You.
You're mine, you. You belong to me, you. I will never free you. You're here with me to stay. You're mine, you. You are mine completely. Love me stronger, sweetly. I need you night and day. Arm in arm, hand in hand, we will be together. Heart to heart, lips to lips, we're chained and bound together. I own you, I don't need to buy love, you're a slave to my love. In every way, you're mine. Heart to heart, lips to lips, we're chained and bound together. I own you, a slave to my love. In every way, you're mine. In every way, you're mine.
Jackie Paris was a singer. The tune was called You're Mine, You, written in 1933 by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman. And Jackie recorded that in 1954, went out on the Brunswick record label as a single. And I think that the horn player, I think it was Freddie Hubbard, but I'm not quite sure. But anyway, there's a bossa nova. I love bossa nova. There's a bossa nova which is written D-I-N-D-I. But it's not pronounced dindy. It's pronounced gingy, if you're speaking in Portuguese. And gingy is a song composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Aloysio de la Oliveira. It's a world-famous bossa nova. It's also a jazz standard. English lyrics were added to the song in about 1964 by a guy called Ray Gilbert. And guess what? I'm going to play you my recording of Gingy, one I did, backed by the Russ Soper Ensemble. So if you could take it, here's your host, John Redman, singing this song. Beautiful. Oh, it's a great bossa. Great jazz standard. And oh, the English lyrics are very good too. Listen to this. Gingy, sung by me.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and to me. Oh, Gingy, if I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see. When you're with me, oh my Gingy. Oh Gingy, like the song of the wind through the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. I love you more each day, yes I do. I'll let you go away if you would take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. Like a river that can't find the sea, that would be me without you, Gingy. Gingy. Gingy.
I just love that song, and one of the reasons why I recorded it. But that song was Gingy, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim with Aloysio de Oliveira, and English lyrics, of course, were the ones that I sang there. What a great... I just love Bossa Nova, and I love that song, Gingy. Now, I remind you, I do not stop for news, sport, and weather at 11 o'clock. I continue playing all the way through until noon. So if you want to know what's the latest news on sport and life and what the weather's like, you're going to have to wait until 12 o'clock, noon. Sorry, but that's the way it goes. In 1977, Pablo Records released an album called Quadrant, and it featured four great musicians. Joe Pass on guitar, Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, and Mickey Roker on the drums. And I've got a track for you right now. Of those particular four great musicians playing a great old favorite jazz standard that was written in 1924 by George and Ira Gershwin. And when you listen to it, you'll see that Ray Brown is up front on his bass on this one. The tune is called Old Lady, Be Good, and it lasts for nearly 8 minutes. Are we ready? Yes, let's go. Old Lady, Be Good. Thank you. So what did you think of that then, eh? The tune was Old Lady Be Good. The artists performing it, Joe Pass on guitar, Mark Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on the drums. And the track was released in 1977 on an album called Quadrant. And as I said to you, Ray Brown was going to be up front. And, of course, he was, wasn't he? All the way through that 7 minutes and 50 seconds, old Ray was there, boom, 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 boom. Great. He was a great bass player. Of course, recorded in 1977, but all those musicians are no longer with us. Okay, now this time I've got to tell you a little bit more about this great radio station of ours called Radio Hawke's Bay. Excusez-moi. got a frog in my throat. We started off in 1995 as Radio Kidnappers, but because people couldn't remember that simple name, we were Cape Kidnappers Radio and all different names. So about two, three years ago, we decided to rebrand and become Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, Radio Hawke's Bay, we are located in the middle of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And we broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. Now, one of the things that gets us around the world is we have a live stream. That means if you have a smart device, you can go to your search engine like Google or whatever it might be, Brave or whatever, and you just type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and click. And up comes our website, which is our home page. And you'll notice that one of the first things that you probably notice is a circle that says Listen Live. That means on your smart device, no matter where you are in the world, if you push that or click that, you can listen to what is actually being broadcast at that same time by Radio Hawke's Bay. And therefore, people anywhere in the world can listen to us. Now, we put out about 100 shows a week. We've got nearly 100 broadcasters. Also, if you go to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, on that website, you'll also be able to find our schedules. Now, our schedule is a list of who or what is on the 24 hours of every day from Monday right through Sunday, okay, till Sunday. And if you've got a favorite program that you listen to and for some reason you couldn't hear it, say, last week, again, using that home page, you go to the podcast, start to type in the name of your show, and before you finish, this sort of extension ladder will fall down, and it'll be, oh, there's my show. Click on your show, and a list comes up showing the dates that show was recorded. And you say, oh, there's the one I missed. Click on that, and you can hear it. Pretty good, eh? You can find out about our broadcasters. You can find out about our permanent staff here. We're down to three now because our lad Richmond, he's now in Los Angeles for a couple of years. We're always looking for new broadcasters, always, because obviously some broadcasters get to the end of what they want to do and they can do no more. So they say, well, you know, I've done all I can and that's me, and we thank them and off they go. So we need somebody to replace these people. So if you think you've got a program or you've got something to put into a program that you think our listeners worldwide would listen to, I'm going to give you a phone number. So you know what that means, don't you? Got to get a pen and some, or a pencil or a bit of chalk or anything you like to write on, or write with, rather. And you can write on anything, the wall, the back of your hand, anywhere. Here is the phone number you ring if you want to be a broadcaster and you live locally. Are you ready? 06 878 8710. I'll say it again. 06 878 8710. 1-0. So if you or your organization, your club, think that, oh, yeah, we got something that people would listen to, then ring that number and talk to one of the team here. And you can come in and explain exactly what your idea is. Have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, Bicky or whatever. And who knows, you could be the very next new broadcaster. You could be here in Studio One where I am. You don't have to do a live show. You can record your program. Training will be given on how to work the deck and the microphones and the CD players, etc. Also, bear in mind that Radio Hawke's Bay is not purely a music radio station. Music is a big part of it. There are two jazz programs, mine, Easy Jazz with John Ribman, and another program that is run by a friend of mine, Ian Hunt, and his program is called Two for Jazz. And Ian, he records his program, and they go out on a Tuesday afternoon from 4 p.m. until 6. But we've got massive amount of music. We've got rock music, classical music, traditional music, bluegrass music, country and western. We've got everything. But that's not all we broadcast. And if you want to find out what we do broadcast, then do that www.radiohawksbay.org thing and you'll find out. And you could be one of the next broadcasters, of course. Have a think. Okay, let's get back to music. I played you Joe Pass on guitar, Mel Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown bass, Mickey Roker on the drums on the last track I played. Well, I'm going to stay with that album, and I'm going to bring you the same musicians, but this time they're going to play a real up-tempo number which was written by the guitarist Joe Pass. And the tune you're going to hear that Joe Pass wrote is called Concord. Remember a Concord, like the airplane Concord? Yeah, good. I warn you now that it's timed at 4 minutes, 18 seconds, but it comes to an abrupt end. Bang, it's finished. And so just be aware that it doesn't tail off nicely. It just goes bang and stop. End of story. So, Joe, Milt, Ray, Mickey with Concord. We'll be right back. See what I mean? They just stopped. But anyway, he had enough of that to realise that that was a nice toe-tapper, wasn't it? It was Joe Pass on guitar, Milt Jackson on bobs, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. It comes from a 1977 Pablo Records album called Quadrant. And the tune that you've just heard at that breakneck speed was written by Joe Pass and called Concord. Right. Let's move on to the next one. Julie is her name, is the first long-playing album that Julie London released with Liberty Records in December 1955. Julie London, actress, singer, beautiful lady. I was in love when I was a youth. I was in love with Julie London. I loved her voice. I loved her singing. And, oh, my God. I'm going to prove to you just how good Julie London was. In this album, or on this album, Julie is the name, she sang with Barney Kessel on guitar, excuse me, and Ray Leatherwood on the bass. And I'm going to play you one of the tunes from the album Julie is Her Name. It's a song written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. It's one of the most famous songs from their classical 1927 musical called Showboat. And you're about to hear Julie London sing Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I've gotta love one man till I die. Can't help that man of mine. maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine. He can stay out as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home for me. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine. He can stay out as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home for me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Yeah. Well, Julie London, eh? What a voice. What a woman. Oh, she was great. That recording came from the album Julie Is Her Name. It was the very first album she ever made for Liberty Records way back in 1955. She had Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and she sang Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. Well, I was singing Can't Help Loving That Gal of Mine. Just to remind you, you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. 1963 was a year that the Four Freshmen teamed up with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, and they recorded and released an album for Capitol Records, which is called The Swingers. And I'm going to play you a track from the album. And the song is one composed by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin, with a touch of E.Y. Harburg in there as well. It's called Let's Take a Walk Around the Block. And the guys, Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and Harburg, wrote it for a musical called Life Begins at 8:40. Great name for a musical. Anyway, here's the Four Freshmen with Stan Kenton's orchestra with Let's Take a Walk Around the Block.
Someday we'll go places, new land and new faces, the day we stop punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old Blaze down the rock. The money we have will go for travel. Let's take a walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin
comes in, you'll sit on my lap all over the map. To London in May time, to Venice in play time, Paris in time for a frock, to Boston in meantime. Darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block.
Yeah, the Four Freshmen, 1963, that was recorded. The album was called The Swingers, and it was released by Capitol Records, and the original Four Freshmen sang with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Let's take a walk around the block. The Four Freshmen are still going, not the originals, of course. They're long gone. I think it's now in its fifth reincarnation, I think, of the Four Freshmen. But they're still bringing, even the guys who are doing it today, they're still doing this beautiful vocal harmony that the original people first brought up. Great stuff. When the Saints Go Marching In is a traditional black spiritual. Apparently, it originated as a Christian hymn, but it's quite often played by trad jazz bands. I've got a recording of When the Saints Go Marching In that was done in 1957 for Decca Records by Louis Prima and his orchestra. So have a listen to this 1957 recording for Decca Records, Louis Prima and his orchestra with When the Saints Go Marching In.
Yeah, they said the parade's coming. It's by the city hall, by the man. And then some cat's flambeau caught on fire.
Yeah, I can hear him.
When the Saints
go marching in,
marching in,
And
when the saints
go marching in,
marching in,
I want to be there,
I want to be there,
in the band,
in the band.
When the saints
go marching in,
go marching in, and
when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints
go marching in,
go marching in. I want to be there,
I want to be there,
on Bourbon Street,
on Bourbon Street.
When those cats
come to hopping down,
hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
I bet you, your heads were nodding and your toes were tapping to that one. Yeah, 1957 recording by Louis Prima and his orchestra of When the Saints Go Marching In. Oh, I meant to say to you, I had an email in the week from a lady in the USA who listens to this program. By the way, all you listeners, wherever you may be, whether you're local or whether you're somewhere else in the world, I thank you for tuning in and listening to this weekly program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. Anyway, this lady said, does someone select the music for you and do they put it on for you while you just do the talking? And I had to reply, no, I select the music from my own collection of Easy Jazz, and I'm the one who works the deck and the microphone, and I'm the one who puts the CDs in the playing machine and dial them in and everything. And I got an email back to say, Wow, that's great. It sure is. Okay, Stomping at the Savoy. Oh, 1933 jazz standard composed by a man called Edgar Sampson. It's named after the famed Harlem night spot in New York City, the Savoy Ballroom. I have got the tune, Stomping at the Savoy, being played for you now, coming up, by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. And they recorded this in 1955 for Capitol Records. The Duke and his orchestra with Stomping at the Savoy. Let's finish with screaming trumpets. That's the way to do it. Stomping at the Savoy. Wasn't the best of reproductions, but, yeah, it was, you know, probably got the message across. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1955 recording of Stomping at the Savoy they did for Capitol Records. What's the time? 11:42 a.m. on this Friday, the 11th of July, 2025. Not long left now, eh? Okay, let's move on. Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim is a Reprise Records 1967 album by those two gentlemen. The tracks were all arranged and the orchestra was conducted by Klaus Ogerman. And along with some of Jobim's original compositions, the album also features three standards, jazz standards, from the Great American Songbook. One is Change Partners, another one is I Concentrate on You, and another one is Baubles, Bangles and Beads. But they're arranged by Klaus Ogerman in a bossa nova style. And the one I picked for you to listen to, dear people, is where Frank and Antonio bring us Baubles, Bangles and Beads. Now, that song comes from the 1953 musical Kismet, credited to Robert Wright and George Forrest. But anyway, here it is. It's Frank Sinatra and Mr. Antonio Carlos Jobim, together with Klaus Ogerman and some orchestra, with Baubles, Bangles, and Beads.
Baubles, Bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling-a. Baubles, Bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, Spangles, her heart will sing-sing-a-ling-a. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so, make somebody dream so, that someday I may buy her a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it bleeds, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so, make somebody dream so, that someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-ling-a. I have heard that's where it leads, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. All those noisy bangles and beads.
Friends, that is a great album, believe me. The tune they played, a song they played, was Baubles, Bangles and Beads, which comes from Kismet. And that track is one of many on the album called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. It was put out by Reprise Records in 1967. Nice though, eh? Really nice. Poor, time is running out on me now. Okay. I Fall in Love Too Easily is a 1944 song, and it was composed by Jules Stein with Sammy Cahn. It was introduced by Frank Sinatra in that 1945 film called Anchors Away. Have you seen it? Great movie. Now, the film won an Academy Award for its music, and I Fall in Love Too Easily was nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song, but the winner was Rodgers and Hammerstein's It Might As Well Be Spring. But I've got the song, I Fall in Love Too Easily, not by Frank Sinatra, but I've got it by the trumpeter and singer Chet Baker. And it comes from his 1954 Pacific Records album called Chet Baker Sings. Now, Chet has Russ Freeman on the piano, Carson Smith on bass, Bob Neal on the drums. And I think I've told you before, I was a great fan of Chet as a trumpeter in the days before he started to sing. But my God, I mean, he sings the way he plays the trumpet. But here he is with I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. But still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. Thank you.
Chet Baker on the trumpet and the vocals, not at the same time though, with Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, Bob Neal on drums. A recording of I Fall in Love Too Easily that Chet made in 1954 for Pacific Records on an album called Chet Baker Sings. I like that. Anyway, we're running short on time now. So let's move on to the next one. I Got Rhythm is a piece composed by George Gershwin and his brother Ira, and they composed it and published it in 1930. It's a jazz standard now, and please have a listen to it. As I Got Rhythm was recorded in 1937 for Brunswick Records by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Okay, Tommy Dorsey, are you standing by? Yes, he is. Let's go with I Got Rhythm. I bet the folks listening to that way back in 1937 were jitterbugging. If you don't know what a jitterbug is, go and find out online. It was I Got Rhythm, recorded for Brunswick Records in 1937 by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And it's 3:12. Okay, I'm going to play you part of a Jim Mullen track. Jim's a Scottish, Glasgow-born jazz guitarist who plays with his thumb rather than a pick. I've met him a few times, Jim, and he's a lovely man. And I'm going to play a track from an album he did in 1996 called We Go Back. But let me just say thank you, wherever you may be, you lovely people, for listening, tuning in and listening to me with John Redman and Easy Jazz today. I love doing this show. I really do. And God willing, I'll be back next week to do another one. So you guys, be careful out there. Whatever you do, be careful. Some idiots around, remember, and it is winter. And remember to love the ones that love that you love, because they love you back a lot more. So let's listen to a little bit of Jim Mullen with One Finger Snap. That's the name of the tune. God bless you all. See you next week. Look after yourselves. A little bit of Jim with One Finger Snap. Bye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.